The humble cotton shirt on your back might be the most revolutionary garment in human history. For centuries, this seemingly innocuous plant transformed global economics, politics, and human lives more dramatically than perhaps any other commodity. Cotton became the first truly global industry, connecting enslaved people in Mississippi to factory workers in Manchester and merchants in Mumbai, creating the template for modern capitalism itself. What began as a backyard crop cultivated by families across three continents evolved into an empire built on exploitation, innovation, and unprecedented wealth. The story of cotton is the story of how our modern world came to be, a tale of violence and ingenuity, of freedom and bondage, of devastating poverty and fabulous riches. It reveals how the clothes we wear connect us to centuries of human struggle and innovation across continents, and how the patterns established during cotton's rise continue to shape our world today. Half a millennium ago, cotton was grown and processed by hand across three continents, from Mexican villages to Gujarat and Sulawesi. The Indian subcontinent dominated global cotton manufacturing for millennia, with evidence dating to 3250-2750 BCE. Indian fabrics earned Marco Polo's description as webs of woven wind. Almost universally, women controlled spinning. In 1600, Europeans wore primarily linens and woolens, while cotton manufacturing thrived in India and China. Over the next two centuries, Europeans violently inserted themselves into global cotton networks following Columbus's 1492 landing and Vasco da Gama's 1497 sea route to India. The slave trade amplified cotton demand as African rulers exchanged slaves for cotton cloth, creating a global commercial web. European expansion relied not on superior products, but on military subjugation and coercive mercantile presence. In Asia and Africa, Europeans controlled coastal enclaves and oceanic commerce. In the Americas, they expropriated land and established slave-dependent plantation agriculture. These three elements, imperial expansion, expropriation, and slavery, constituted war capitalism, transforming a multipolar world into one increasingly centralized through European capitalists and states while creating immense suffering. The Industrial Revolution in cotton began at places like Manchester's Quarry Bank Mill, 1784, where machines powered by non-animate energy manufactured yarn for the first time. British innovation flourished through inventions like Kay's Flying Shuttle, 1733, Hargreaves's Spinning Jenny, 1760s, Arkwright's Water Frame, 1769, and Crompton's Mule, 1779. These innovations transformed productivity dramatically. While Indian spinners needed 50,000 hours to spin 100 pounds of cotton, British workers using automated mules by 1825 required just 135 hours, a 370-fold increase. British cotton manufacturing grew 10.8% annually between 1780 and 1800. As British manufacturing surged, demand for raw cotton soared. Whitney's Cotton Gin, 1793, sparked a cotton rush across the American South. America's cotton dominance came from planters' access to vast land, taken from displaced Native Americans, labor, capital, and political power. Cotton planters exploited what the American cotton planter called the cheapest and most available labor, enslaved Africans. By 1830, 1 million Americans grew cotton, most of them slaves. This violence underpinned the cotton economy, with Mississippi plantations yielding returns of 22.5% annually as early as 1807, transforming the United States into a global economic power. Ellen Hooten exemplified millions who built the cotton empire. At just 10 years old in 1833, she testified about 14.5-hour workdays, beatings, and once wearing a 16-pound iron weight as punishment for tardiness. Daily, thousands entered factories across Europe and America, enduring hot, humid, dusty, and deafeningly noisy conditions. manufacturers exploited society's most vulnerable. Children comprised up to half of cotton workers, earning one-third to one-fourth of adult wages. Women dominated the workforce, up to 89% in some mills, earning just 45-50% of male wages. Though different from plantation slavery, factory labor relied heavily on coercion, with conditions so harsh that slave owners favorably compared plantation labor to industrial work. Workers resisted through both individual and collective action, including machine destruction and attacks on factory owners. By 1861, cotton had become essential to global manufacturing, with Britain particularly dependent as one-fifth of its population relied on it. The American Civil War triggered the first global raw materials crisis. Mills closed, prices quadrupled, and unemployment soared, with over 500,000 people in Lancashire losing their livelihoods. During the Civil War, 4 million American slaves gained freedom by deserting plantations, withdrawing labor, providing intelligence to federal troops, and joining the Union Army, transforming a sectional conflict into a war of emancipation. Post-war cotton production recovered rapidly, surpassing 1860 levels by 1870 and doubling by 1891. However, this reconstruction imposed capitalist social relations that trapped cotton growers in poverty with few rights and no political voice. Rising labor costs pushed cotton manufacturing toward regions with cheaper, less regulated labor. The American South became the world's third largest producer by 1910, growing at 17.6% annually in the 1880s, while northern states grew at only 4%. This success came not from proximity to cotton fields, but from cheap labor. Alabama mill workers earned just 21 cents hourly, compared to Massachusetts workers 41 cents. Japan emerged as the dominant cotton power through strong industrial associations, state-backed industrialization, colonial expansion, and extremely low-wage female labor. By 1937, Japan controlled 37% of the global market. Throughout the global South, cotton workers became central to independence movements. Egyptian workers struck in 1946-47, demanding improved conditions and British withdrawal. Chinese textile workers organized 209 strikes between 1918 to 1929, and Indian workers built powerful unions with hundreds of thousands of members. Today's cotton industry has transformed dramatically. Modern clothing typically contains cotton from multiple countries, processed in Asia or the Middle East, and manufactured in low-wage nations. American cotton farming survives only through federal subsidies, while former Western mills have become museums and retail spaces. Global production has increased sevenfold since 1920, with 35 million hectares cultivated and approximately 350 million people employed worldwide. Yet cotton production remains harsh, from Uzbekistan's forced cultivation that destroyed the Aral Sea to Indian farmers struggling with expensive GMO seeds and falling prices. Since the 1970s, power has shifted to major retailers, controlling global supply chains and driving down costs by leveraging competition among manufacturers. This geographical reorganization defines capitalism itself, constantly seeking cheaper labor and new markets, creating perpetual upheavals dependent on exploitable frontiers. While exploitation persists, the industry's productivity is remarkable. Chinese families once spent 60 days producing minimal clothing in the 1950s. American families now spend just 3.4% of income on abundant clothing. This efficiency suggests the possibility of a more equitable cotton empire. As history shows, entrenched power structures can transform through collective action. Cotton's threads continue binding our world together, connecting us to a complex history of innovation and exploitation. As we wear cotton clothes, we participate in a global story centuries in the making, one evolving as we face the challenge of creating a more just and sustainable future for cotton's laborers.